Sponsored by Margaret Jackson.
AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by the Small Business Concierge Digital Magazine and Business on the Edge Incorporated. Thank you for tuning in to tonight's radio show, Silicon Valley Bay Area and around the world and on iHeartRadio and streaming audiences. We welcome you. We always appreciate your listenership. If you want to dial into the show tonight, we are live here in the studio. You can dial in at 1-800-516-1220. That is 1-800-516-1220 and get your questions and comments on air with me tonight. Relevant to our topic. Wow. President Donald Trump announced today that he is declaring a national emergency to deal with the coronavirus crisis. Small businesses are feeling this impact. They have questions. They have concerns. And we want to deal with those questions and concerns tonight. The COVID-19 virus is impacting and it is global. Today we have on Xiomara Pena is the California Program Director and National Latino Entrepreneurship Director for Small Business Majority. Today they had a major webinar, information supporting small businesses, statewide updates for California small businesses, SBA, SBDC scores, working together and coming together to address the concerns that small businesses have. And Xiomara Pena, thank you for coming on the show tonight. I appreciate you taking your time out of your busy schedule to talk about what's going on with our small businesses and how we're going to support them.
Sure. Thank you for inviting us to join you and to share just some of the highlights from today's webinar. You know, I work with Small Business Majority, which is a national nonprofit that works on various different policy issues. And during this time, as we see more and more cases of COVID-19 and a crisis really arise throughout the country, we recognize the tremendous impact that it has on our economy and that it really has on small businesses, which are the majority of our job creators, not just here in California, but nationally. And so today's webinar included remarks from GoBiz and the SBDC network, along with our organization. And so first and foremost, you know, the Governor's Office of Small Business, the Office of Small Business Advocate for California's Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development, Isabel Guzman, who is the director over there, was able to share some really great online resources that are available and accessible to businesses on the California Department of Public Health website, which is a really great place to look for public health information, along with business assistance resources that are found on GoBiz's website as well. The other thing that she covered during our webinar was the access to capital programs that still remain in place, which also do include special disaster assistance at the state and federal level. And these programs include things that your listeners may be familiar with: California's iBank Small Business Finance Center, the California Treasurer's CalCAP information, and the USA SBA's Disaster Loan Program. Again, one of the great pieces of information that Isabel was able to share with us was the amazing network of technical assistance centers that are still operating throughout the state. Many of them may be still doing virtual phone calls, webinars, and have consultants that can help businesses during these times. These are, you know, your SBDC networks, your PTAC centers, your procurement technical assistance centers, your women's business centers, and the SBA microlender centers and others. And so, again, these are all critical resources that folks can still access as they look for information and technical assistance and business services really during this time. One other thing that we should mention is that The governor's order, executive order yesterday, did make some significant announcements that impact small businesses and their employees. So if an employee of a business is currently, you know, feeling sick, they themselves have fallen are currently affected by COVID-19 and are currently unable to work because they themselves are now disabled. One of the things that the executive order yesterday did was remove or waive the one-week waiting period for folks that are now disabled as a result of COVID-19. So meaning if you do have an employee that is looking to apply for state disability insurance, they no longer will have a 7-day waiting period for them to receive their benefits or their partial wage replacement. The other thing that we saw the governor's order yesterday announced was the delay in the deadline for state tax filing by up to 60 days for individuals and businesses that are unable to file on a time basis on compliance with any public health requirement related to COVID-19 filings. Now, there should note that there are protocols to follow, and there will be a process to request an exemption if this is something that folks are looking to request. And again, there's information that you can find on the GoBiz site and other sites to be able to help with this. Should also note that yesterday we saw an announcement by the SBA at the federal level that did indicate that they will be offering designated states and territories low-interest federal disaster loans for working capital for any business suffering substantial economic injury as a result of COVID-19. Now, our governor will more than likely be looking to submit a request to have this funding. Our governor has already declared a state of emergency here in California, and so we expect that, rightfully so, he'll follow along and submit a request so that we can see the SBA be a significant resource and continue to act as a significant resource for folks that are impacted currently, seeing, you know, business declines or may need working capital over the next couple of weeks. One thing that I also want to mention is we did get a lot of questions from folks around paid family leave and when their employees are and what are the requirements for an employee to be able to qualify for California's paid family leave program. Now, just as a reminder, this is a program that has been in place since 2002. It provides up to 6 weeks of wage replacement benefits to workers in cases of with a new child, or in this case, taking care of a family member with a serious illness if that family member is impacted by COVID-19. An employee can look to take advantage of the paid leave program, which I should also mention that as of July 1st of this year, that 6 weeks length of time will be extended to 8 weeks. And this is a program that, again, is administered by the State Disability Insurance Program and does apply to all California employers. And there are different requirements in terms of when an employer needs to consider job protection, and those are set at different levels. And we do have some information on our website around California's existing paid family leave program. In terms of closing, we did end with some of the work that our organization is doing currently in this time. We want to make sure that and understand that small business owners particularly are looking at funding solutions to get them through cash flow deficits that they may see over the next couple of weeks. And on that note, beware, I would say, I would send that message to small business owners because, you know, in the online space, which is a largely unregulated space, there are various different online lenders that are going to look at this as an opportunity to also get their products out in front of mm-hmm. folks that may look for cash flow solutions. And quite honestly, these are very expensive sources of capital, oftentimes resulting in double or triple digit interest rates upon repayment. And so we do have a platform called Venturize.org where folks can find their local SBDC center, find a alternative lender that is affordable and can provide affordable capital. And again, please connect to your SBA office around the disaster assistance programs that they will be having for folks here in California. We know that this is an evolving situation, crisis right now. It's dynamic and changing by the day and even by the hour. And so the information that I am sharing right now may change in the next 2 hours. But we want to be a resource for folks and are accessible. And I thank you so much for inviting us and being able to share just some of the top lines from and key takeaways from today's webinar. And I'll end with this. The California's Labor Department does have consolidated several resources, and it's divided really clearly for employees and employers. Really easy to navigate site, great FAQs, a summary of different programs that exist that employees and employers can take advantage of. But again, for the business resources, we recommend visiting the GoBiz site, connecting with an SBDC center near you that can help you navigate this time.
Thank you so much, Zara Mara Pena here, California Program Director and National Latino Entrepreneurship Director. Before we get you off, are you seeing any signs or information in the types of small businesses that may be impacted? We're hearing a lot about restaurants and mm-hmm. and some of the things that are happening there that we're seeing maybe some ghost towns in some of the areas here in Silicon Valley. Are you hearing about the same sorts of things? Is it kind of centralized in any specific business type that might be out there, retails?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Right now, with the evolving situation, I think city by city can change, and we are seeing really every business in one way or another being impacted, whether it's service-based businesses and folks are having to not do service in person, and that may cut their clientele because their clientele may be operating and doing business in person and prefers to do business that way. They don't have capacity to do virtual meetings or something like that, and we can see that impact. We're hearing and capturing stories of folks impacted in the retail space and the restaurant and beverage space. And so industries that are going to be impacted. And currently, you know, we don't have a centralized location to capture this data. I imagine that over the next couple of weeks, there will be a system so we can be able to see industry-specific data on and regional, hopefully regional-specific data on regions that are impacted. I imagine that where we see bigger outbreaks, that we will see detrimental impacts economically to that activity in that community. And so those are some things that we want to mention. And then also, lastly, with some of the public schools closing down, if a school district is shut down, say, for example, in Los Angeles, the second largest school district in the nation, you talk about working families that maybe don't have access to childcare, and they themselves will have to stay home with their children. Therefore, you know, you're talking about less spending in the pockets of our families overall, of our employees overall. Yeah. And so that could lead to an impact in a number of businesses.
Right, right. How can we get a hold of you connected to your website?
Absolutely. So our website is www.smallbusinessmajority.org. Again, we are a nonprofit organization, and the webinar that we held today will be a recording is accessible. However, in order to access it, you must register for our webinar. I know it passed already at 1 o'clock, but you can go ahead and register. And once you do, an email will be automated to you, and you'll get a link to the recording so that you can yourself tune in and get a hold of all the information that was covered during today's webinar. And that will be live on our events page, which is found on our website.
Thank you so much. Zara Mara Pena, California Program Director, National Latino Entrepreneurship Director. We've got to go to a commercial break. When we come back, more to support small business. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are talking about the COVID-19 virus and its impact on small businesses and resources that are becoming available, more and more available, as we continue to kind of go through this very unusual time, difficult time, critical time, and we just have to all come together in this. The SBA released a press release yesterday stating that support for small businesses, SBA to provide small businesses impacted by coronavirus COVID-19 up to $2 million in disaster assistance loans. The president took bold, decisive action to make our 30 million small businesses more resilient to coronavirus's related economic disruptions. Small businesses are vital economic engines in every community and state, and they have helped make our economy the strongest in the world. Now, this is Jovita Carranza, the SBA administrator, the new administrator, who has issued this statement in response to President Trump's address to the nation a few days back. And so there are resources out there, and I'm going to go through this, and I'm going to try to get through as much information as I can tonight. There's not a lot of time. There's ever-changing information, ever-changing resources, and we do want to support small businesses. I know we're hearing about the fluctuations in the stock market, some radical fluctuations in the stock market. We're talking about school closures, but I think we need to spend some time talking about how we're supporting those small businesses, those 30 million small businesses that's mentioned here in this press release, again, by the SBA Administrator Jovita Carranza, that issued yesterday. Let's put some context around this. So this $2 million that's available now for this disaster impact of the COVID-19 virus, let me give you a little bit of information on how this process is kind of will kind of work for you, and we'll go through each one of these points tonight. The process for accessing SBA's coronavirus COVID-19 disaster relief lending. Number one, the U.S. Small Business Administration is offering designated states and territories low interest federal disaster loans. So these are low interest loans for working capital to small businesses suffering substantial economic injury as a result of the coronavirus COVID-19 upon a request received from a state's or territory's governor. SBA will issue under its own authority as provided by the Coronavirus Preparedness and Response Supplemental Appropriations Act that was recently signed by the president, an economic injury disaster loan and declaration. So those declarations, just so you know, this is not, unfortunately, a quick process. And so to learn about whether or not your state has responded, and this process is currently going on even as we're on air tonight. And so if you want to learn more about where your state is in that process, as the declarations are being made, you can go out to disasterloan.sba.gov and just as soon as your state populates and is in that specific disaster release, that disaster list for those loans for the coronavirus, it'll be listed on this website. And so right now there's no, just so you know, across the United States, there are no states, counties listed at the moment. Again, this was just released a couple of days ago. And so you really need to watch for the process unfolding and watch for your state, your county, and then you'll be able to respond and request that funding that's out there and see whether or not you qualify. There's qualifications to this, and there's a process to this, and so keep that in mind as well. Also, number two, any such economic injury disaster loan assistance declaration issued by the SBA makes loans available to small businesses and private small businesses, nonprofit organizations in designated areas of a state or territory to help alleviate alleviate economic injury caused by the coronavirus, COVID-19. I got to go to a commercial break. When we come back, I'll give you the rest of that information so you can prepare now, so you can hit the ground running when all of this process kind of unfolds. AM 1220 KDOW Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We are talking about how the COVID-19 virus is impacting small businesses and the resources that are available specifically from the Small Business Administration. And hopefully before I get off air tonight, we'll be able to give you a list of resources. If you're in the state of California, go biz resources. And then if you're nationwide, how to find your closest SBDC, Small Business Development Center. And we'll give you that information as well. And these resources will help you connect. And, of course, the Small Business Administration, which is SBA.gov nationwide for you to get connected. Don't wait. If your business is doing well, still don't wait. Make sure that you are ready. Make sure that you're informed. And one of the things that I am sharing with our small businesses is don't panic. I know. And it's. He says, don't panic, but the reality is it makes me feel like I want to panic. Don't panic in your business. Don't be afraid and stay focused and make smart decisions for your business and make sure that you're not going it alone. Make sure that you are connected with an SBDC, your SBA, and the resources that are available to you in your community, in your part of the country. Don't go it alone. Find out what the resources are available for you to survive and weather this ever-changing tide. Okay, so back to the $2 billion that the SBA is stating in its press release that small businesses that are impacted by the coronavirus, let me give you, I want to get through all of these points because oftentimes you're not reading press releases. And so we want to make sure that we're giving you this information so you can be prepared again for this. And again, this is a press release for SBA to provide small businesses impacted by coronavirus COVID up to $2 million in disaster assistance loans. Right now, there is no, and one of the questions that small businesses are asking, is there going to be any funding available that is not paid back or free funding? And right now, that is not the case. Right now, this is a low interest disaster impact loan, okay? And so keep that in mind as well. So SBA's Office of Disaster Assistance will coordinate with the states or territories' governors to submit the request for economic injury disaster loan assistance. Now, once that happens, a declaration is made for designated areas within a state. The information on the application process for economic injury disaster loan assistance will be made available to all affected communities. And then you'll be able to go through your process. So SBA's economic injury disaster loans offer up to $2 million in assistance and can provide vital economic support to small businesses to help them overcome the temporary loss of revenue they are experiencing. And so they're going to And I'm going to give you a little bit more information on what those percentages are. These loans may be used to pay fixed debts, payroll, accounts payable, and other bills that can't be paid because of the disaster's impact. The interest rate is 3.75% for small businesses without credit available elsewhere. So you want to talk. So, and businesses with credit available elsewhere are not eligible. So keep that in mind. The interest rate is 3.75% for small businesses without credit available elsewhere. Businesses with credit available elsewhere are not eligible. So the interest rate for nonprofit is 2.75%. 2.75%. SBA offers loans with long-term repayments in order to keep payments affordable up to a maximum of 30 years. So you will have some time to pay this off. However, that application process goes for you. Terms are determined on a case-by-case basis based upon each borrower's ability to repay. SBA's economic injury disaster loans are just one piece of the expanded focus of the federal government's coordinated response to the coronavirus. And the SBA is strongly committed to providing the most effective and customer-focused response possible. So for information about this particular relief, go to sba.gov, and you will be able to get that information as well. And all of it's listed here. The whole announcement is there. The press release is there. But go to sba.gov and find out how you can prepare to get access to that capital for your business, okay? And other resources that are available. And again, the disaster loan, make sure that you're checking that website on SBA.gov's website, disasterloan.sba.gov, because as soon as that those resources become available nationwide, it is going to go fast. And we're hoping to see more resources come down and through other programs as well. And so as they come available, we certainly will talk to you about that as well and get that to you. But again, make sure that you're checking that website, disasterloan.sba.gov, and then, of course, sba.gov. And I promise you, if you, wherever you're at in the United States, for you to get a hold of your local SBA, go to americassbdc.org, and I'll give you more information about that when I come back. AM 1220 KDOW Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge Magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome back, and welcome to the Small Business Concierge Magazine. And we're going to kind of forego a little bit about the magazine tonight, and we will have updates and information on our website regarding the COVID virus and support for small businesses. And we'll add a list of links for you to get to, and we'll have that up by Monday morning. In fact, our website is just getting back up. It has just been, we've had to move it around to another platform, and it took some time. But we are back up. If you have been out to our website, smallbusinessconcierge.biz, we are back up as of today. So we're excited about that. And so now we're going to respond as well to the COVID virus, and we'll make sure that we have information, a landing page specifically for you to get a list of resources, information that will help you as a small business as you tunnel through this. But tonight we will give you some of those specific resources. And before I went to the commercial break, I mentioned wherever you're at throughout the United States, you have an SBDC somewhere around you. And you want to, and the Small Business Development Center is kind of this, I didn't know about them. There's so many small businesses that do not know about the Small Business Development Center. The Small Business Development Center is there to help support you in your small business. Doesn't matter. And I would say for those that are seasoned small business owners, it's not an embarrassment to get the support and help. We want you to stay in business long and strong. And the way that you find your local SBDC, go to americassbdc.org. That's americassbdc.org. You do not have to put www. Of course, if you're noticing, those that are savvy, that's kind of going away. And we have more security on our and on our web because of that. So americassbdc.org, just type that into your address bar. And then go to the home, just kind of hover over the home menu button, and you will see find your SBDC. So find your SBDC, wherever you're at and find out what resources are available to you. And one of the things that I do want you to notice on their website, and this is you're gonna start hearing more of your local SBDCs changing how they're going to interact with you to keep you safe, to keep the community safe, to keep themselves safe. For those business advisors that are out there working with you and for you, COVID-19 update, and this is on the americassbdc.org website. In light of recent news about the COVID-19 pandemic, many SBDs will be forced to work virtually and in some cases close their centers. And you may see some of this in Silicon Valley. You're probably going to see some of this a little bit sooner because of the outbreak here with the COVID-19. Please contact your local SBDC, and they have a hyperlink there that you can find out what's going on with that specific SBDC, and they all have their individualized websites, so you would be able to get local information in your area. So if you're in Illinois, you can get to your local SBDC's information there. New York, Indiana, Texas, didn't matter where you're at, Florida, didn't matter. Just go out and look for your local SBDC at americassbdc.org. So you can click that link to see how you can continue your advising sessions virtually. If you are an SBDC client, you want to find out what your options are with your SBDC advisor. We encourage everyone to do their part to keep their employees, clients, and themselves healthy. And of course, you're an employer and small business owners, so you want to make sure that you're connecting to your local public health department. So wherever you're at, here in the United States, make sure that you are staying closely connected and following and complying to the information that they're putting out there. And again, I know that you're a small business and you're probably already working with small teams, and you're going to have to think about ways that you can pivot to keep your business afloat. And again, working with SBDC's business advisors, the funding sources that are out there, getting access to capital, bridging the gap between those dips. If you're feeling that with regards to loss of income, you want to make sure that you're getting access to that information, okay? So I want to talk a little bit about Silicon Valley, since we are here in Silicon Valley. The SBDCs in Northern California there's about 18 different SBDCs, and some are very specific and unique, like Tech Futures Group. But for the most part, you have SBDC, you have an SBDC Finance Center, you have, the Small Business Development Centers that are kind of located in different parts. Alameda County SBDC, if you go out to their website, and that's acsbdc.org, they are keeping their information updated with regards to what's going on in Alameda County, which is one of the largest counties here in Northern California in Silicon Valley. And they're keeping you informed and updated on the guidance for businesses and employers and how to respond to the COVID-19, also financial information, access to capital. There's quite a bit of information. And if you go out to their website, acsbdc.org, and that is www.acsbdc.org, and go under About Us, and you'll see news and announcements. And you want to kind of watch that. So if you're an Alameda County small business, then you want to stay connected and getting that new information. And they have a particular link out here, COVID-19 resources and guidance for businesses. They're going to be updating that on a regular basis. So when you click on that, don't just click on it today. Make sure that you're periodically checking, because they're adding links each day to this website. So you have resources like the GoBiz, Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development, and you want to keep in touch with them to learn how they're supporting small businesses as well. And again, the link for the SBA administration on that $2 million is on that website as well. And you may have been hearing a little bit about the Flatten the Curve. And so they have the Flatten the Curve blog, where the goal is really to flatten the virus, to get it to stop moving. And you'll get information about that. And of course, there's financial help, California iBank, California iBank Small Business Finance Center, California Treasurers, CalCAP, U.S. SBA's Disaster Loan Program online application is there as well. So keep yourself connected. These are critical times. We all are just going to have to stick together and ride this storm out. We're going to ride it out. You're going to be okay. We'll wrap up when we come back. AM 1220 KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
I think I got that down. Welcome back. We're at the bottom of our show. Money 2.0, Business on the Edge. We're talking about the COVID virus and how it's impacting small businesses. And I want to give you some tips before I leave tonight, some Business on the Edge, some Margaret Jackson tips for you as a small business owner as you're going through this. If you can pivot, if you can provide online products and services, do it. Do it. If you do not have a way to pivot to online providing, and again, you could do e-commerce in restaurants. I'll get to you in just a moment. You can purchase online. There's so much I want to give you, and I've got just this little bit of window. Pivot, pivot, pivot. When stress comes, when there is something, a challenge, every time a challenge comes, it creates an opportunity. When an opportunity comes, it creates a challenge. When you fix something, one thing in your business, something else breaks. And so we're in this weird time that no one ever expected for a pandemic to show up. And so in this pandemic, how do you adjust to continue to run your business, to operate your business, to provide the products and services that you have enjoyed providing for your customers? You have to think outside of the box, and you have to stay calm, and you have to stay focused. Don't be afraid, and be careful when it comes to loans. If you don't have to get a loan, don't do it. Build towards your online market and audience. If you are a restaurant, consider pay and pickup. I love what Outback does. It does this curbside pickup. I don't even have to get out of my car. I can order food, pick it up. They take my card, and it's a done deal. So there's different ways of maybe considering. And says, well, you know, I don't want to pay Uber fees. And remember, before there was an Uber and before there was Postmates and before it was all of these DoorDash and all of that, and we enjoy the conveniences, which are great, and important businesses now. But when we delivered, it was old school, right? It was the pizza place's delivery guy. So you might want to go old school and say, okay, if you deliver, and of course you want to look at those insurances, and certainly we have resources for you for that, but deliver. How do you get products to your Safeway deliver? So really think outside of the box in terms of what you might be able to do with your product or service and how you can penetrate the market in a different way for your customers to get access to your products and services. And I know this is not a cure-all, but if you have one of those products that's kind of difficult to just kind of put out there online, consider service. Consider what you can train and what information can you teach an audience that would allow you to continue to kind of bridge some gaps into those areas that you're losing income. And it may not cure everything, but what you want to do is weather the storm. You always want to build a business that if a recession hits or something hits you hard, you want to be able to pivot in a way that if you have to drop your costs and adjust to the economic changes in downturns, you want to think about all of those things. And SBDCs can help you do that. Business advisors can help you do that. But you have to stay calm. Figure out what you can do that will work, that you're not thinking about. There's something right there that you're not thinking about. And take this weekend and really say, what could we really do? Worst comes to worst, what could we do to weather this storm? And how can maybe you collaborate with other businesses and things like that? Don't be afraid to try new things. And again, make sure that you connect with your, if you're local here in Silicon Valley, go to acsbdc.org. That is Alameda County Small Business Development. And go to their news and announcements. A lot of information out there for you. And if wherever you're at in the country, America's SBDC, find your SBDC, get connected. Go to sba.gov, find out about the disaster loan, and make sure that you keep connected to the disasterloan.sba.gov page so as soon as your county and state comes up, you have an opportunity to start putting in information for that. And, of course, make sure that you're staying connected to your local health departments. All right, I'll talk to you later and stay safe out there, everybody. AM 1220 KDOW Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.